You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz, the Kevin Costner movie, Bull Durham, there was a scene famously on the mound where the pitching coach comes out and just has to handle a lot of spinning plates at once. The first baseman thinks his glove is cursed. The third baseman is thinking about what he needs to buy as a wedding gift. And he just handled a bunch of different things. I feel like him today because what is presently in the studio is a Greg Cody who is yelling at security and complaining about $100 Bayside parking.
Yep.
You got Charlotte Wilder who failed Meadowlark, the company, yesterday because she was pretending that she thought everything with the Celtics was funny. And today, a day late, she brings us, "No, I'm actually angry." And she says, "Well, how about you wait for me to process the emotions till I get to anger?" No, we need the anger immediately because I just saw on the television, Perk is saying, "Time to break up Tatum and Brown." This is what we need immediately.
And Charlotte, this is not how you play the game. We don't want your anger 2 days after the fact. We want your anger before the game's over.
Okay, first of all, don't you want a new, fresh perspective, which could just be delayed reaction, me working through my emotions in real time? I was numb yesterday. I was numb.
You weren't numb. You were pretending it was all funny when it wasn't funny. Boston's not laughing.
It was, okay, first of all, it was a little funny. Second of all, I hadn't yet watched the Lakers and the Nuggets try as hard as they possibly could not to lose a basketball game. Because you see that, and then I was livid. I was like, what were the Celtics doing? Just completely giving up, not caring.
That's what Meadowlark hired, is it arrives at my doorstep 24 hours late, what everyone else saw, that my team quit.
Isn't that on brand, though?
Okay, I mean, yes, it is on brand. But in the middle of this, this is the part.
That's DNF's cadence.
Okay, there's the voice I'm scared of today.
Yeah.
There's the voice. I come in today and Heavy Metal is playing. He hasn't been able to talk to anybody about what's happening at a microphone, Panthers Heat related. And I'm worried about it because if I've got Greg Cody screaming at security and complaining about Bayside parking and I've got Celtics anger over there, what am I to do, Stugatz, with obnoxious Mike Ryan? Hasn't gotten to say anything about the last 4 days other than on his social media.
He shouldn't be able to say anything about the Heat. He can, you know, say what he wants about the Panthers. He's been there all season long. The Heat,
I'm not doing this bit with you anymore.
Okay.
No, I get to
it's not a bit.
We decided I get to celebrate the Miami.
All right, so celebrate away.
Yeah. Today's a glorious day.
What am I going to do, tell you to stop at this point?
Today's
You're not
going to
stop
day.
Anyway.
Well, can we stop framing me as obnoxious Mike Ryan? I took a day off out of concern for our audience. You didn't get me on Monday.
How could you possibly have a parking situation when you have a building literally across the street that you can park at for free?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Listen.
Who would he be talking to?
Okay, I'm speaking for the common man.
Ah.
Okay? $100 to park.
That's crazy.
Is ridiculous because you might not be a wealthy Heat fan. You might be a family of four from South Dakota. You've saved all year to go to Bayside because you've heard about the chicken wings or something. And all of a sudden you have to pay $100 to park. It's obscene. Mr. Bayside owner, You should be ashamed of yourself, to quote a great man.
The common man. That's who you speak for? The common man doesn't scream at security. I'm Greg Cody of the Dan Le Batard Show.
Okay. First of all, and parenthetically, I've got a memo out to the owner of Bayside, Frank Bayside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going Frankie. He's going to hear a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't yell at security. It was pent-up frustration.
Chris Cody? Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have yelled at him more. I was on the phone with you. I heard it.
What?
Okay.
All right. He's going to blame me right now because I was walking from the Bright Line. My dad had to drive today for the very first time because he's going to the Heat game later. He doesn't have his parking pass yet. So I told him, drive up to the third floor. You'll get your parking pass. The security guard downstairs, just doing his job, saw my dad's car coming in and was like, hey, do you have a parking pass? And that's where I pick up. My dad calls me huffing and puffing. This guy, I can't. You said it would be easy. It's like, slow down.
Liar.
What am I lying about?
I'm with Greg.
I was puffing. I was not huffing.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get that
very
straight.
Very different.
I pulled in today. There were three people helping you out, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean.
I apologize for having raised my voice a little bit, not screaming.
Just a little.
And you were here first, which is a shocker.
Yeah. I apologize to the security personnel downstairs. I said, my complaint is not with you. I apologize.
Who are you mad at?
It should be you.
I think I'm speaking to who I'm mad at.
Yeah.
You told me what to do and that it would be work. And it didn't
I've
work.
Never been stopped. I can just drive up before and like they gave me my parking pass here. Like,
and then I tried to call you back, not once. I sound like LeBron now. Not once, not twice, not three times, mm-hmm. not four times, but uh-huh. five times.
I was on the train.
Five.
My phone was on silent. Like, no. Do you, in this scenario, work on the train? Do you have me just ignoring the call? I was looking at it and you have me ignoring it?
Yeah.
I will say, Christopher does have very bad phone etiquette. Thank I have had you, a Billy. Number of times where Greg has called me trying to reach Chris.
Thank you. I call Chris. Corroboration.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is it really $100?
Yes, I'm not exaggerating.
Greg,
I took a photo of it and tweeted it out.
Wow,
$100 base parking for whether you're a Heat fan, whether you're a tourist. That's crazy.
Greg, I have a question for you. If you own that parking lot, it's called capitalism, okay?
Right.
And you
run
know
amok.
That. But if you own that parking lot, how much would you charge for parking?
Yeah.
$125. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
I am. Look, I'm not saying, look, if you're going to gouge, don't gouge obscenely, gouge within reason.
It's only for Heat games, it should be stated. It's not always $100.
Okay, I get that parking costs more for an Eastern Conference Finals than it does for a regular season game on a Wednesday.
It was $50 last week.
But that's the playoffs, at least. I get that it's more for the playoffs. I get that it would be more for the finals than it is for the first round. But you can't make $100 your starting point.
It's just
wrong.
If you get Frank Bayside on the phone, like you said that you're going to... Can you talk
I left
to,
a message.
Yeah, can you ask Frank Bayside about the bathroom situation? Because they're remodeling all the men's restrooms at the same time. So if you need to go to the bathroom, there's a long line for porta potties outside.
Wow.
I don't know why you would remodel every bathroom at the exact same time, but that seems to be the plan they're going
with. And how much do they charge to use the porta potty? Like 70? Like what do they charge for that? They give you a cut
Chris
rate,
Cody, he's trying to deflect because he doesn't want to look bad because your father, enraged and selfish, is a sight to behold, okay? Everyone's got to answer his call right then. Everyone's life has
Five
to stop.
Five times I called him.
Yeah.
Everyone's life has to stop because Greg Cody doesn't have the pass, doesn't know, like a giant toddler, doesn't know how to get into work because he's been held by the hand in the train. His son has walked him to work like a four-year-old for 3 weeks, doesn't have a parking pass, doesn't know how to leave on the train, has to wait for his son and gets pissed off when his son has to work late for Meadowlark Media as a career because he doesn't know how to take the train home and then gets mad.
Right. Correct.
And then gets mad at his son this morning because he hasn't handled whatever needs to be handled so he could save the $100 and just park here right across the street from the arena. All Where's true. My son? Let me call him five times because he doesn't have work. He doesn't have a life. He doesn't have any other job other than to be my personal concierge.
You know what? Greg has always been there for Chris. He has done countless things for Chris. And as you get older in life, Dan, things turn and it's time for payback, right?
Hello.
And it's time for the kid to answer the phone when dad calls. Time for the kid to walk dad to the station. If dad needs a walk to the station, show him how to use the train.
Yes.
It is time for the kid to do things for dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't Father's Day coming up?
You know
I
what?
Mean,
I think it is.
Oh my God. Chris.
Charlotte, you don't want to open this can of worms because Greg has a bone to pick with Chris because Chris wants Father's Day to be about him, not Greg.
Well, that's
because Chris is a father now.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Well, this is the problem that happens when your kids have kids. You've got to, and then the kid who had a kid is stuck in the middle. So
it's a gack.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Well, when yep. you've been a father 31 years longer than mm-hmm. the other guy claiming to be a father,
seniority.
You have a little bit of advantage. Yeah.
Look, he brought you into this world, Chris. He could take you out.
Your daddy call your phone.
You pick up your daddy calling.
It was on silent. Stuff,
that's your daddy.
I did not look at the phone and say, you know what? Not answering this. I was on the train. My phone's on silent.
Why? Why is it on silent?
I took my phone out and I'm like, oh my god, 5 calls. This is gonna be a lot. I answer, where the hell are you now? Like just. Losing it, that's talking ridiculous. To a security guard.
I was not yelling.
Chris, I am telling you, there's going to come a day where that phone, and it's not too far off in the future, where that phone no longer rings. Aww. Okay? Sorry, Greg. But it might be 10 years, it might be 15 years. And you know what you're going to say to yourself? I wish Dad would call me.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
I wish I would get a call from Dad.
Yeah, I wish Dad would call me to scream at me like in the old days. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to be thinking of.
I will be.
Let me tell you one thing about growing old. I've been a dog owner my whole life.
Yeah, donor.
For the first time, when we got Jumpin' Charlie last year, for the first time ever, I had the thought, and I've never said this aloud before, will my dog outlive me? That's the first time I have ever had that thought, but that is one of the things. No, I'm serious.
Jumpin' Charlie.
Jumpin' Charlie with an apostrophe, not the G.
Yeah. Come on. Yep.
That's one of the things you think of when you're my age. A dog's liable to live to be 12 or 15. What do I know?
If life is indeed short, why do you spend any of it yelling at a security guard who was only doing his job?
That's like my version of a workout.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a fitness regimen for me.
I would argue it also might make you feel alive.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlotte.
If your time is short, why not feel as alive as possible?
I tell you, Charlotte Wilde is a great new addition to this.
Thank you so much.
She's a terrible addition because she forgot to get angry yesterday.
I was being honest.
Well, stop.
Okay.
Because
I'll lie in the future, Dan. You'll make a liar.
Have you learned nothing from me?
Because Mike.
Okay.
Mike, how happy are you to see Kendrick Perkins, Celtic,
Perk.
On television saying, Tatum and Brown, you got to break it up.
That makes me happy, but not as happy as I was 24 hours ago listening to the Bill Simmons podcast when they mentioned the very same thing. And Ryan Russillo having to admit that heat culture is a real thing.
Dan, I have a huge bone to pick with you. Yesterday, you're on about how I'm not a real journalist because I'm wearing my Larry Bird power forward shirt. And today you're telling me I should have lied?
Yeah.
Those two things are directly at odds with each other. I'm reporting on myself.
Have you not seen the way that journalism is changing? And Metalark Media is the hood ornament on that change, creating with Stugatz a bunch of spoiled, entitled Chris Codys who jump up and down on the Panthers when we haven't even gotten to them yet. We haven't gotten to Mike's version. Mike is very...
We are not the hood ornament.
Mike is...
If anything, we're like the fuzzy dice.
We're the truck testicles. We're in the back. The stuff with Mike, we need to get to it because he's full-blown heavy metal obnoxious.
Wait a second. Your version of exercise is yelling at people?
It's a form of exercise.
Right. I definitely got Jumpin' Charlie.
Yeah.
He really does black out when he gets in this level of rage.
What did you say to the security guard?
This is the new and unimproved Dan Levitar show with the Stugatz. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
I heard the hotel industry is moving away from providing shampoo and soap.
Oh, don't get me started on them.
Yeah?
Do not get me started on hotels and the stuff that they do.
Right, what they take from me, I feel like I'm entitled to take something from them. Thank you, Billy.
They're going to throw away the shampoo. They're going to throw away the soap. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the sheets, and I'm talking about the towels.
Stugatz.
Oh, we really care about the environment, so please hang up your towels. Get out of here. You just don't want to wash these towels, because it's going to cost you money to wash these towels. All right? This whole thing about you're saving the whales or you're saving the turtles or whatever because I put my towel on a hanger. It is so full of it. All right? You just don't want to give me fresh towels every day. Just call it what it is. Tell me you don't want to give me fresh towels. I'm still going to throw it on the floor. All right? I feel like water is a renewable resource. And you're not really saving the ocean by using water to clean my towel, are you? Am I missing something? What am I missing?
Nail right on the head.
Am I missing something?
The end of the story.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I didn't see it coming. Does this work? I'm going to look at this. How do I work this thing?
It's right there.
Can it synchronize?
It's right there. It's right above you.
There's a clock right in front of
me. What am I going to spend the whole show on?
That's how it works.
Well, just like me, you know, every 5 minutes or so, just a glance.
An occasional glance. You don't have to stare at it the whole time.
It's freaking my neck.
You have a direct line to it.
What you don't seem to understand is when you get lost in the self-involvement of, they're asking me questions about me and what I was thinking when I was yelling at the security guard.
Right.
You don't see any clocks. That's why we wore it. The joke is, the funniest part of the joke is, when you get lost in your own narcissism, you have no regard for what we're doing around here. You don't pay attention to anything. Security guards, clocks, everyone here is here to serve your every desire.
Thank you.
Do you have a back in my day today?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
No, you don't.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, of course. It is Tuesday.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Let's do it right now.
Fine.
Wow. You have a back in my day?
Yes, and it's not artificial intelligence. It's human. It's the real back in my day.
I can't believe this.
We can't believe it. You said
it's
the
Tuesday.
You're busy. You're working Panthers games every night. You're working Heat games every night. You're writing columns. This is the busiest time in the history of Dinosaur Greg Cody's career.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Exhausted.
Really, I'm exhausted. I got to bed 1:30 last night, and that was an early night for me. Because I get home, and I got to stay up.
$5.
You okay?
I get home late at night, no matter how late. It could be 2:30, which it will be tonight. And Jumpin' Charlie is up and acting like he hasn't seen me for a month, and it's noon. He doesn't know. Jumpin' Charlie, so I can't go right to bed. I have to get home, and I have to take the dog out. I have to hang with the dog. So that the dog then gets sleepy and will go in his crate with a little help from peanut butter. But so I can't go right to sleep. Like, you know, no matter how late I get home, I got to stay up to the whim of Jumpin' Charlie. You know, so it's tough. But it's wonderful misery for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's misery professionally, but, you know, part of me is a fan. I grew up in South Florida, so I'm happy to see the two teams doing so well. I'm happy to chronicle.
But you're tired and cranky. And
yeah, I think it has made me cranky, actually.
You yelled at a security guard this morning.
No, you know what? I've also lost like 8 pounds in the last 10 days.
Really?
You did look thinner.
You look good. It's that morning workout where you yell at everyone.
It's the yelling fitness regimen I'm in, but also because,
he doesn't eat also.
Well, these games are cutting into my drinking time.
It's the 12 beers in the garage at midnight.
It's only six now.
If journalism's going to hell, then you should be able to have a beer in the press box.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right?
You know, back in the day, you could. The last beer I had in the press box, not that I would do that, but the last time you could drink a beer in the press box was the old Cowboys Stadium. I was there for a Dolphins game, and they gave you a beer in big plastic cups. I was in my 30s then, but the old-time sports writers are getting hammered while they're writing columns. And
that is funny, because 5 to 1 a.m., 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. is kind of your window.
Yeah. And so you're like, you know.
It's a big window.
That is not a window.
Jesus.
That's a French
door. Daylight in northern European countries.
It's an all-glass skyscraper wall. It's like Greg Cody's drinking window is indeed from 5 p.m. to somewhere after midnight.
That's half a day.
It's not a window. That's a patio.
The better half.
A gazebo.
If you cut it out, he's going to lose 8 pounds, and he's going to blame it on the stress. But you are saying still.
After just 4 games, he's lost 8 pounds.
He also so just eats like a bag of chips is like his dinner at these games, too.
Right.
So he's working.
Just, I'm not going to spend $10.
Hold on. Juju, can you please? Yes, he's not going to spend $10.
He's right, though.
There, he's not going to spend $100 on parking. No, you guys had this conversation before the show. The expenses are so complicated on his computer that Greg Cody refuses to expense his company for expenses.
The way he presented it to me and you was he was doing a good thing by the company. I never expense them for anything.
Correct.
The real reason you don't do it is because you don't know how. And it's a hassle. Otherwise, the Herald would be raining expense reports from Greg Cody.
I've been saying for years I need a PA. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't, unlike Lebatard, I can't afford personal assistance left, right, and center. So all of that kind of minutia.
One of them was your son. He was very bad at it.
Okay. Well, that kind of thing. He was supposed to answer the phone. I called him 5 times.
You mentioned Dan should
that.
Know.
Not
yeah,
that I hold a grudge.
Juju, I'd like some help here just because I've been lamenting the death of journalism for the last 2 days because this sport, this show is soaked in fandom. Greg Cody's a giant homer, but he pretends that he's not a homer. But he's at the end of his career, and if he's thinking about whether or not he's going to outlive Jumpin' Charlie, he's thinking about whether or not he's at the end of it all.
Oh, I'll outlive Jumpin' Charlie. Trust me.
Regardless, you're the one who brought it up. I do trust you to outlive Jumpin' Charlie.
Or he'll die trying. Yeah. What hole do you think my dad's on right now?
He's walking toward the clubhouse.
No.
Really?
No, I
can't. Aculo?
No,
he's coming off 18?
No, no. I don't feel like that. I got good stock. You know, both my parents lived long lives.
Yeah, so all drinking from 5 p.m. to midnight.
Well, that kind of thing.
1 a.m.
But Juju, I want you to explain to people, because Juju was mortified when he saw this the other day. Greg Cody, professional journalist, not expensing the Miami Herald, so he could be in the action, writing about the action, on top of the action, the way the old-timey newspaper guys were. He is in the bowels of the arena not watching the last 6 minutes of the game. He is under a television that's been in a press box in a concrete room. Television from 1990. He's got his ear up to that press box because the tinny speaker make it hard to hear. He doesn't know. And that, by the way, that television's on delay. So he's also getting, the crowd is roaring. He doesn't know what the roar is about. He's in the bowels of the arena. Juju, what did you witness when you were shocked, by the way, that Greg Cody was covering the end of these basketball games so that through the medium of newspaper, through the Miami Herald, that he's dedicated his life to, the next hour after the game, when people have already consumed everything on social media and are not waiting for Greg Cody's column on this, explain to the people what you witnessed. Greg Cody is dedicating his life right now to working very hard to cover the game very poorly. How?
A TV would be an upgrade. The last 6 minutes would be an upgrade. I caught this joker in the first quarter. In the back of the, I'm talking about the back of the back of the, I don't even think Pat Riley knows this is in the arena. Like, he can't, exposure neither. He was on the computer now watching the ESPN's game cast for three. For the rebound by Jason Tatum. Turnover, bam, timeout. He was watching that right next to the arena. Like, Caleb Martin is right there, but Greg is right here under a damn tent. And he is, I never felt more sorry for my big brother in my entire life. I wanted to hug him, I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love you, big bro. Come home.
Well, thank you for all that love, Juju. I really appreciate that. I am being professionally maligned here, and I sort of take it personally. The truth of the matter is, and I don't think anybody here has written on Deadline. I'm not sure. Maybe Lebatard has way back in the day.
Charlotte has written on Deadline.
Okay, Charlotte has. The only time in this playoff run that I spent the whole game in the media room writing was the one time that I wrote a column on the same night about the Heat and the Panthers because they were playing simultaneously. Generally, what I do is I spend the first half in the arena watching the game and the second half writing, because it's very important that I have the whole column written essentially at the final buzzer so I can post right away and people do read it. 70% of the readership floods in the first hour that I've written the column. Although the later it is, the more bump you get the next morning. But the point is, the earlier I get a column online, even if it's 3 minutes earlier, matters. And so that's why I have to position myself to file just ASAP after the game ends.
What just happened?
What happened is Greg Cody is defending. Because this is what happened.
I mean, we were rolling. We were cooking with gas.
That's a cagey vet explaining what he does.
I mean, Levitard's over here insulting me, saying that what I'm writing, nobody's reading it. It doesn't matter because everybody knows the final score.
Yep.
Of course they do.
Defend yourself.
I'm doing a job here. I'm doing it professionally. I think I'm doing it very well. I'm doing it the way that I need to do it efficiently in order to get something online ASAP. And I'm not going to have Levitard over here, who hasn't done any journalism work in a decade, criticize me for that.
I mean, writing on deadline, I'll give it to you, Greg. It's very hard. And I was lucky enough to not be the one who had to write the real one, the real column, which is like the game's over and you press go. I got to do the like, ooh, fun little scene piece describing what I felt the vibe was. So a salute to journalism.
Thank you.
The elephant in the room here is you could just be watching this, though, at your seat, watching the game and writing at the same time. Like, I get it. Maybe because it's loud out there, you want quiet.
This is the part I'm going to make fun of him on, okay? And I understand why he's defensive about it, so defensive that he sends the show careening into a gutter during a happy time, defending the last vestiges of journalism told next to a toilet in a concrete block, listening to the game on the television with his ear.
You brought it up, not me.
I know, but I am pointing out, and I am wrong. This is what I got wrong, and I owe you an apology on. You are trying to get that column out very quickly, and it is hard because you've written the whole thing before you know the last 2 minutes, which you usually need to know what the result is of what it is you wrote about. So you've written 20 inches of column on a game that has largely not been decided in the last 5 minutes while you're next to the toilet. And now you're writing around that, and that requires crafting. And you can't actually watch the game and be in the middle of the game those last 5 minutes because of how the industry has changed around you, because of how life has changed about around you. You used to do the column that way, and it ended up on your morning lawn, and everyone would read it. And you're still doing the job the same way, and everything around you has changed. And I understand why that would be scary.
Part of the process, and you haven't done it for a long, long time, so you don't recall this, is that when you're writing a deadline game where it is going to come down to the last 5 minutes, you are essentially writing two columns. You are writing a column as if they win, as if they lose. You have all this A matter back there, so that all you have to do is essentially top it with what's happened right at the end. Okay, and then you put that early version column online, and then you go back afterward and craft it a little bit and add quotes and post-game stuff. But that's the process that I use. Whether you appreciate it, whether you don't understand it, is irrelevant to me. It's what I do.
I tell you, big brother, that what you said right there is the reason why, like, you are my inspiration. Remember, I got a tattoo of you on my leg when I was homeless sleeping outside.
And I appreciate it.
Because you believed in newspapers, something that the world is like, oh, that's a bygone era. That's a dinosaur thing. So you believing in newspapers the way you do in your writing, it got me to believe in myself. You feel me?
I do.
In times where I was nothing to myself anymore. You feel me? So what you just did right there, it means so much to me, and I don't even want to come across like I was disrespectful to you.
I appreciate that. And the other thing that is worth pointing out.
This is the new and unimproved Dan Levitard show with the Stugats. Okay. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Way to carry it, Juju.
Dan Levitard.
Kensley Jansen. I got to be careful here. What did I just do there? Let me start again.
Stugats.
He's their closer. Comes in, ninth inning, closes the game out. His name is Kenley Jansen. He has blamed his recent...
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugats.
The segment ended. He again missed the clock, saying that he's going to do the whole show on his back so he could look straight up at the clock. But when he gets to talking about himself, he disregards all things. And Stugatz, he apologized to us during the break, not for missing the clock, as he always does because he's self-involved and narcissistic, but because he says, I've talked too much today's show, and I have thought he has not talked enough. But he, like South Florida, is emotionally unhinged. He's tired. He's working too hard. He's investing and draining because paying attention to two teams, and we haven't even gotten to this part. We haven't gotten to Mike Ryan, who really wants to annoy you with heat talk, but this part, Stugatz, is the part we haven't gotten to.
Objection.
You were at the game
I've been, for the record, I haven't spoken much this hour, and I've only been called obnoxious and annoying. I haven't said anything yet.
I know, not yet. I'm trying to keep this at bay for as long as I can, because I know it is coming. But before we get out of the local hour, I don't want to get out of the local hour as good as those.
Can I just exist merely? Can I just be? Can I react? Can I speak into a microphone? And let the audience be the judge.
Fair enough.
That was obnoxious.
What I can't believe that I'm about to say, because it is something that I've never gotten to say covering South Florida sports in this market. What do you mean we get to have the hot goalie?
Right? Right? I mean, we had it with Beezer in 96, but the fact is, like, our analysis about the Florida Panthers has been right throughout the years. They're not going to go anywhere without a hot goalie. And none of us had faith that Bob could be that hot goalie because of Bob's last three seasons in a Florida Panthers sweater. He hasn't been the Vezina Trophy-winning goalie that he was in Columbus. Just hasn't. And I don't know if it was the first real challenge that he got to his starting job, because Spencer Knight was this idea that we could have someone with a special quality. But Spencer Knight, dealing with stuff, not an option. When Alex Lyon really threatened Bobrovsky's job, for the first time he had real competition. I know Reimer challenged him a little bit, but it looked like Alex Lyon had taken this job from him. And then he lets in two easy goals.
You guys wanted him to start the postseason.
He did start the postseason, rightfully so.
But beyond that, you wanted him starting over one of the highest paid goalkeepers in the league.
Yeah, because Bobrovsky wasn't, they've shown his splits, Dan. He was a replacement level goalie.
A guy whose contract and no trade clause made it look like you were anchored to this person who is now winning you all the games.
Think about all the good players that that Florida's had to say goodbye to just because of this contract. You had the Trocheck trade. You've lost guys like Marsichal, and I mean, you've built the Vegas franchise by jettisoning the salary cap dumps. They've been really hindered. They couldn't add this offseason. They had to do it via sign and trade with Huberto, and they get rid of the franchise's all-time point leader. Every move that this Panther team has tried to make over the last few years has been hindered by this contract. And now he is playing lights out. He's playing by far the best hockey of any goalie in the postseason right now. And it's improbable. Like, capitulate. I mean, we didn't think that he was possible. We didn't think it was possible him doing this because he hasn't flashed this his entire time down here. It's a really cool story.
Dan, I will tell you, I went to the game last night. My wife and I and my daughter, we hopped in the bandwagon. We drove down to the game. We got there in like 18 minutes. It was fantastic. There is no player that is celebrated more in that arena than Bob. Nobody. And it was a great experience. I got to tell you, the city of Sunrise at Tamarack has really embraced this team. They were out there tailgating early. I'm serious.
I know.
I mean, they were out there tailgating early. They're enthusiastic. They're really into it. You have Jeff Conine banging the drum. We'll get to that. Two people attended their first Panther game last night. Me and Mr. Marlin. I mean, it's absurd that Conine is the best we could do in terms of banging the drum. But the fans love Bob. Koepka was out there. He was hammered. Mr. Softy everywhere. If I knew they had a Mr. Softy, I would be a season ticket holder. I am serious. That is the best ice cream going.
Can we do, hold on a second.
What?
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
You're good.
What's the cocktail of drugs Koepka was on?
It's awfully reckless.
I mean, but
the type that
he did it under the umbrella.
That makes you keep your eyes wide open while you clap.
Yeah.
Just snorting victory and
he didn't blink
and live and being great at golf and winning a major when you're not a part of that whatever they're doing over there and the last 12 hours of whatever he has snorted emotionally.
This is why golfers hate Brooks Koepka. Because he is out partying. He's partying like a rock star. He goes to Panther games, and then he shows up at majors, and he kicks your ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's barely a major, too. That's the fourth major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean barely?
It's a major, though.
Yeah, yeah, the PGA champion. The other three majors, you know, make fun of that. Wow.
It is.
I agree.
It's the one they least want to win. It's true.
Right. It also is the one that you're like, what? The PGA Championship, it sounds like a generic version of like a brand drug.
Right.
You're like, oh, the US Open or like, you know, whatever else.
But, yeah, but it was
I can't think of anymore.
But it was one that
you really
was
fell
won
apart
by
there,
someone. It was won by a non-PGA member.
Yeah, I know. That's
I reached out to the tour yesterday, totally forgot. I tried to get Koepka on the show, and they got mad at me.
Stop it.
I forgot. I mean, it's the PGA Championship.
How's Liv's PR? Can you get to that?
I don't know who to reach out to.
We have both of these teams winning at the same time in improbable fashion. They win 1-0, the Panthers do, last night. We haven't talked enough about the two games they won on the road. I mean, a 4-overtime game and two of the prettiest goals you will ever see in a game. For Carolina to be horrified, their fans to be in the arena and be like, oh, there goes our season right there. They're leaving, and maybe we get to see our team again, but maybe not. And one of the joyous things about the last couple of weeks is you just did this to Boston. Celtics fans don't even want to see their team come back. Just be done with it. What do you mean Gabe Vincent has outscored Jaylen Brown in this series?
You don't think Celtic fans want to see that team come back home?
I think they fired the coach already. I think they are done with all of it. They are so broken by watching their team play that way last night that they don't believe that there's any hope left in this season. And so why bother? Like, they'll change their mind if they win the game.
Oh, I understand. But that, you know, 3-1 becomes 3-2 very quickly, and suddenly you're a road win away from a game 7 on your home court.
Excuse me if I'm incorrect here. I do believe the 2004 Red Sox, perhaps, weren't they down 3-0?
Different sport.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No, well, but seriously, it's possible. Look, it's one's baseball. Yeah. Oh, but it's okay. Part of me is like, put me out of my misery. Another part of me is like, We're going to the
ooh,
finals.
Pie chart. What's the pie chart?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do with her general fandom because I don't understand how she was laughing. I don't know if sometimes you get into a car accident and you just start laughing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I have.
Really? When did that happen?
Well, it happened to Charlotte yesterday.
That's how
she got in a car accident?
Some people process trauma though.
Are you okay?
It was an emotional car accident.
Oh.
Wow.
She claimed to us that she saw what happened to the Celtics and laughed. And now trolling Jimmy Butler is putting up photos. Nobody's doing it quite this way. Making fun of Grant Williams through photographs because Jimmy Butler's sort of, he's playing with the form, right? Kobe and Michael didn't do it this way, where it's like, oh, all of this is fun and funny, and I'm going to make fun of the Celtics too with you. And she has gone from, ha ha, that's funny, that, oh, wait a minute, we were going to give Jaylen Brown the Supermax, and now do we have a team for the next 5 years?
Well, you know, Dan, I apologize for the way that my brain works, but that was a trauma, and I responded. And now I am working through it, and it was helped by watching two teams who did actually try to put into context how little the Celtics did anything, and I have now completely derailed us from Florida Panthers. But that I can't, see, this is how broken I am now.
Okay, go sit in the penalty box.
Oh wow,
heat culture, baby.
One thing I love about a 7-game series is that everything swings with one result, and I guarantee you, right now, everybody hates the Celtics. They're dogs. They gave up. If they win tonight, the narrative is, you know what?
They're still dogs, and they gave up in the last game we saw.
Yes, but if they win tonight, the narrative is, you know what? We win a home game, it's 3-2. All the pressure is on Miami. And by the way, we just saw the Florida Panthers down 3-1 to Boston,
different
the best
sport.
Team ever, and they win three elimination games
right.
in a row.
Different sport.
No.
Who cares if it's a different sport?
Statistics.
The most points wins.
The other three sports are random in the playoffs. This one is less so. If you're down 3-0.
I mean, good luck telling me that with Miami Heat a game away from the finals. This is about as random as it gets. It's not even a good Heat team.
Greg, how pissed are you going to be if the Celtics win because you want those 8 days off? You really do.
Well,
yes.
That's a whole different story. But listen, if
you know that the NHL has no idea when the Stanley Cup finals start. It could be the 8th. It could be the 3rd. Who knows?
Let me ask you this. If hockey is such a random sport, then how come in the history of the NHL, 204 teams have been up 3-0 and 200 of them have gone on to win?
Boom.
The Panthers were one of four exceptions. So it's not predetermined in hockey any more than it is in basketball.
Yes, it is. In hockey, playoffs are more random than in basketball.
Okay, not numerically. I can show you the stats.
Do you know the other three?
I don't. No.
Really?
Not offhand.
This is the new
I made it.
Dan Levitar show
stuck
with
stuck in
Stugas.
The offhand.
Gamble on by
then
DraftKings.
I heard the horn.
You didn't make it.
Not offhand.
I needed one more question.
I think I did.
You didn't make it.
I made it. I did. Run the tape. Roll the tape. Whatever you do with
run
tape,
back,
do it.
Jack.
Seriously, I made it, right?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.